And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
We are supposed to stay weather aware today, as they say. This morning, going to start off with a round of showers and thundershowers. And isolated severe storms may form this afternoon. We will do a full check of the forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Royals shut out the Angels 2-0 in a makeup game in Kansas City yesterday. Tonight, Jacob Junis is going to be the Royals starter and the opener of a two-game series in Milwaukee. Did you see this story, though? A woman is accused of breaking into the home of Kansas City Royals pitcher Danny Duffy. Prosecutors say Tabitha Yeary entered Duffy's home last Saturday. Police found her inside the residence wearing his clothing.
What? Oh, man.
Yeary, who allegedly claimed her fiancé was Elon Musk and that she thought the home was an Airbnb, was booked for second-degree burglary. Duffy was not home at the time of the break-in. He watched the suspect on a video feed. Creepy.
Yeah, this creepy. I mean, especially if these ball players, their families are still home, right?
Sure.
But I'm pulling that the next time I break in somewhere. Oh, I thought this was my Airbnb.
How could I know any differently? Typically, you would break into an Airbnb. That's why the door's broken.
Yeah. Danny Duffy's clothes wouldn't fit me.
Oh. How creepy is that? She just walks down the stairs with his clothes on. And a man in a hurry isn't letting a river get in his way. Scott Holt captured the attention of onlookers when he paddleboarded across the Hudson River in a full suit and dress shoes because he was late to a meeting in New York City. Trip took him about a half an hour to complete. He managed to stay dry, although the aspiring comedian did admit that there were a few moments when he almost fell into the water. After dodging an angry water taxi captain and a confused police officer, Holt managed to make it to his meeting on time.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Joey, Jen maintains that we talked about this band yesterday, and it just added it to her playlist automatically.
I'm telling you, I've had Spotify for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and I have my run playlist. This is my workout playlist, right? And I have certain songs on it. And last night I go running because I'm training for this 5K in Lenexa next week on the 4th of July. So I go out for my practice run last night. And all of a sudden, like, this terrible music comes on. And I'm like, what's happening? What is this? And I look, and it's P.O.D. Yesterday, here in the studio, you and Joey were talking about P.O.D.
That's what we were.
That is true.
Now, for some god-awful reason.
I'm not sure why, but we were having a conversation about P.O.D.
And yeah, so that's true. I look at my playlist, and it's got songs you added, which are all the songs I've had on my playlist for years. Then it says, we added, and it's got all this P.O.D.
But did you feel so alive,
Joey?
Oh, yeah.
For the very first time?
You know what? You and your youth of the nation, just stay in that room over there. You get in here and delete every song they added, young man.
I will make sure that here comes the boom, ready or not.
I was so mad. Then I have to stop my run because I'm like, no, delete. I don't want this on here. Stop.
I think that we should play POD songs for Jen all day.
Trying to reach a goal with this 5K.
Spotify's like, we know what you want to hear.
No, they don't.
This.
Nope.
They did a great job.
If you just speak bands around your phone now, is that what it does?
I'm telling you, what other explanation is there? It's never added songs.
What other crappy bands can we come up with? Try this
out. You know what?
This sounds like a very fun social experiment.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is The Show with Jen and Truda, and Jen's impossible question for Tuesday.
We are getting a ton of guesses on the text line, and that's fine if you just want to play along and guess, but you will not win the tickets through the text line. But thank you for your guesses there. The question, Speedos, the item of clothing people hate the most in a recent survey. What is number 2 on the list?
I do enjoy the text line for your snark, though.
Yes.
That's where I appreciate you. Dana's in Liberty. She's up first this morning. Hello, Dana.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think here? Second most hated item of clothing.
I think it's a wrestling singlet.
The old wrestling singlet. Yeah, not really attractive. That is not the right answer, but man, you're on the right path.
We're thinking Borat here. Are you thinking as far as that goes?
Well.
Pretty bad. And Raymore, here's Johnny. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
What's number 2 on this list?
I'm going to say biker shorts.
Biker shorts. Oh, those were huge when I was growing up. You'd wear the biker shorts underneath other shorts, though.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
That was like the 80s thing. No, that's not it.
Alrighty, thank you.
Mm-hmm. KC, here's Natasha. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
What do we hate?
I'm going to go with spandex.
It's not spandex. Man. You guys are all close, though. You're thinking along the right lines.
No, Suwatomie, it's Scott. Good morning, Scott.
Hey.
What is it, Scott?
How about tube
tops? It's not tube tops.
Who hates tube tops?
Brian loves looking at tube tops. And wearing them, maybe. I don't know.
You know, they used to have that halter top night at the Royals game back in the 70s and 80s. Bring that back.
Speedos, the number one item of clothing that people hate. What is number two?
All right, just a couple more here, and we'll get another song. Well, late thank you's Brandy. Good morning, Brandy. Second most hated clothing. What do you think?
Leather pants.
That's it.
Oh, yes. Man.
There is one woman who I can think of in Kansas City that still wears them, and she looks good. She's kind of famous, well-known around Kansas City.
I know exactly who you're talking about. You don't even have to say.
She wears them, but she looks good in them. Mm-hmm. But that is it. Number two on the list. You got it. Your choice of tickets. You want to go see The Wizard of Oz, or if you want to go check out Escape.
Escape.
All right, done. Belle Biv DeVoe, SWV. That'll be a fun night at Sprint Center. Enjoy the tickets.
Speaking of Escape, coming up in about an hour from now, we've got another clue in our meet and greet and floor seats scavenger hunt.
That's right. We gave a clue yesterday. Somewhere in Kansas City, you have to find your escape. We'll give you another clue. 7:45. Caller 12 will get to guess where in Kansas City is Escape.
Leather pants.
That's it. I would never even try. I would not even go in a dressing room and try them on in the privacy of my own cubicle. Never.
And there are a lot of guy rock stars who wear leather pants.
Sure.
I mean that.
Yep. Man. Speaking of that, Styx tickets on the way this morning as well. I've seen them and I've seen it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Always felt how she felt about them calling her the shape of her body unusual in that song. I just always wondered that.
Celebrating birthdays today from Dead Poets Society and Batman and Robin, actor Chris O'Donnell is 48. From Will and Grace, actor Sean Hayes is 49. And best known for playing April on the TV show Parks and Rec, actress Aubrey Plaza is 34. Joey, remembering correctly that you have a little crush on her?
A very big crush. She's my biggest celebrity crush.
Oh, look at that. What is it about her?
Everything.
Somewhere, someday, they're going to reboot this show. Joey's going to go meet Aubrey. I'm going to go meet Chris Pratt, and all of our dreams will come true.
I mean, they are a married couple on TV, so hopefully this works out for us.
They are?
Oh, you're not that far yet.
Oh,
wow, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert from a show that aired like 8 years ago.
Are you saying I'm a bit behind?
Maybe.
I just want to meet Nick Offerman, that's all.
It's his birthday today, too. Side note. Is it really? It is.
What the? That's weird.
Actress Heather Locklear doing all right after ambulances rushed her to her house after reportedly getting an overdose call. TMZ reports that Locklear was hospitalized and is in stable condition. Hours earlier yesterday, Locklear posted bail after being arrested on battery charges. She was accused of punching a deputy, kicking an EMT when they responded to reports of a disturbance. After bailing out, she reportedly planned to get treatment for alcohol abuse, but didn't go to a facility right away. TMZ says she is now getting the treatment she needs. Actor and Overland Park native Paul Rudd says he's mistaken for another celebrity by a fan. He has been mistaken, and he couldn't convince them otherwise.
I've been mistaken for another actor on an airplane as well.
Really?
Ben Affleck. Repeatedly. No, I actually said, people have told me that before. But I'm not Ben Affleck. And they didn't believe me. And I said, no, really, I'm not. And okay, all right. 10 minutes later, they're like, what's Matt Damon like? I don't know. He seems like he's an awesome dude, but I don't know him. I've gotten that a lot.
Rudd's new movie, Ant-Man and the Wasp, comes out July 6th. And the Farm Aid 2018 lineup is out and, as always, features performances by John Mellencamp, Neil Young, Dave Matthews, and Willie Nelson. This year's event going to happen September 22nd in Hartford, Connecticut. Tickets go on sale this Friday, June 29th.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We are supposed to be weather aware today. This morning, going to start off with some showers and thunder showers, and isolated severe storms could form this afternoon. We will do a full check of your forecast here in just a couple of minutes. Royals manager Ned Yost says he believes in second chances should the club sign Oregon State pitcher Luke Heimlich. Heimlich pleaded guilty as a 15-year-old in 2012 to molesting his 6-year-old niece. Yost says he will leave the details and due diligence to general manager Dayton Moore on whether to sign Heimlich. The left-hander went undrafted, although he led the NCAA with 16 victories as a senior and ranked third with 154 strikeouts.
Hmm. No.
Ooh, I have heard both sides of this story all over the place. People saying, right? No way. Absolutely. People saying second chances.
It would be fun to boo him, even as a Royals fan. I would have to just boo that guy constantly.
And I believe in second chances, but I have a 9-year-old girl and an 8-year-old girl. Do I want them going up and asking for his autograph?
Yeah, I think second chances on certain crimes, if it's against kids, I just I don't see that. And how does some, by the way, how does somebody get off, like, oh, well, he knelt for the anthem. He should be out of here. But, oh, this guy, nah, right. That's cool. Let's get a second chance for him.
But he's a really good pitcher.
He's a really good guy.
Yeah.
Wait, you just knelt because we got a whole racial thing going on? Oh, no. No, you're gone.
Yeah.
But
he claims he's a Christian in his Twitter bio, so he must be a great person.
The debate lives on. An Arizona fire department is warning residents after a family discovered a large rattlesnake and its babies living inside a pool noodle.
Wait, what?
The snake popped out of one end of the noodle, and the resident soon discovered several babies.
No.
That family was getting ready to take a dip. They grabbed two noodles that were resting against the wall. That's when a big snake popped out of one of them, and they found several babies inside.
Hell no.
I have had it with these monkey-fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday play.
Are we still snake-free here? Is the sign still up, Joey?
No, somebody took it down yesterday.
Oh, yesterday, snakes are back.
We walk in and there's a sign hanging up in our hallway as you walk down that said, we are officially snake-free in this building. And nobody knew what it meant. Did that mean that there were snakes that were found and have now been removed? Because we have had giant cockroaches in here. I wouldn't be surprised if there were snakes. If I'm this family, that's no longer my house.
In a pool noodle.
I no longer live there.
I'm going to go throw out all of that stuff at home.
Meanwhile, the expert said homeowners should consider adding a snake fence around their yard. That's a thing? There's a snake fence? I want one. And I know I live in Overland Park where it's not really an issue, but I want a snake fence anyway.
What is it?
I would assume it's a fence that doesn't allow snakes to slither into your yard, Brian Trudeau. That's just a guess.
Okay.
When
I'm sorry. You got me there.
Fence, I don't know.
Silly me asking the question.
But if someone can install one, I will pay whatever you charge. Former President George H.W. Bush is welcoming a new furry friend into his family. Sully H.W. Bush is a Yellow Lab service dog that has been enlisted to help the 94-year-old former president with his daily tasks. Sully can reportedly do a 2-page long list of commands. It's more than my husband. Some of these tasks include answering the phone and fetching items. Sully was trained by the Guide Dog Foundation and America's Vet Dogs, which provides free service dogs to veterans. Oh, I want to meet Sully.
That's awesome.
That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
And in the meantime, I spend the next 3 minutes and 36 seconds finding out what a snake fence is.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
It's Coldplay and Clocks. Coldplay. Coldplay over there.
Stop adding things to my Spotify playlist.
I think that's what Jen wants to vent about this morning. It's the show with Jen and Truda. It is the 26th of June, and it's 7:19 in Kansas City right now.
Truda's here. I am here. I'm Jen. Joey, the producer's in the house. If you're new to our show, welcome. Tuesday mornings, we like to open up the vent line. Let me explain. I know that there are real problems in the world. I know that there's someone listening who's driving to the hospital for not fun reasons right now. I know there are people going through terrible, terrible things. That's not what our vent line is for. This is for the ridiculous complaints. Things like, I just sat on my sunglasses and it sucks. Your first world problems.
That's because I hadn't thought of that before. Yeah, that's right.
Your easy complaints. What is wrong in your world? 816-576-7102. You can text or call this morning.
All right. Do we have any vents yet today?
No, that is my vent.
That your Spotify is adding.
You and Joey know very well that I'm working my butt off, literally, to train for this 5K. The Lenexa Freedom Run is on the 4th of July. Every night I'm running. I'm putting all this effort into it. And I've got my playlist. Now, yesterday, I'm out running. All of a sudden, some bizarre song kicks on. I'm like, what is this? I look down. Spotify has chosen to add POD to my playlist because you and Joey did something in here in the studio yesterday to add a bunch of crap music to my playlist.
We didn't do anything. We were
clearly
just talking.
We work for Spotify secretly now.
Yes.
It's never done that before, and I've had this for 4 or 5 years.
And that's what we wanted to do if we got a hold of your phone was,
that is
let's
true.
Add music to our Spotify.
So stop talking about your Coldplay and your chain smokers. Keep it away from a playlist. That's my bet.
We just thought you'd like to work out to this. And by the way, to your credit, you are doing an amazing job with your training, and we do wish you all the best because that is very cool.
Thank you. I'm trying. The goal is under 30 minutes.
Here comes the boom, too, by the way.
You know what? If this shows up tonight as I'm running, I'm coming to your house and I'm junk punching you. That's what's going to happen. So stop. I don't need this.
Oh, that's good.
Text line's lighting up, 816-576-7102 with your vents this morning.
All right, tell you what, we've got some calls on the way as well, 816-576-7102. You can call or text the same number, Robin, Ashley, and Scott. We're going to get to your calls. You're up first in today's Ventline session.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
The Ventline is open from our text line, taking mom to the train station, and the train is 2 hours late. Yeah, that's perfect for the Ventline. People don't know how to zipper merge properly when there's an obvious emergency vehicle that we need to move over for. Yes. 816-576-7102, text or call.
Let's check in. I think Robin's kind of goes that way as well. And Lenexa, hello, Robin.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, doing well.
I want to complain about the moron that stops at the top of the entrance ramp to the highway. It's a merge lane. You're supposed to speed up and match the speed of traffic flow, not stop.
Has this been an issue for you this morning already?
Yes, twice.
Oh, man. And where is your commute? Where do you drive?
Well, I go from Gladstone to Lenexa.
Oh, that's a solid hike.
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
Wow.
You know, the place where a lot of people do this is where I get off on Shawnee Mission Parkway from I-35 heading out to the west. And there's a lane long enough on Shawnee Mission Parkway to drive halfway through Merriam.
Yep.
And yet people stop right there waiting for all the cars to go by. And I'm just going, this is not the way you drive.
And going home, when 35 goes on to 635, you have that mile long.
Yes.
And everybody's like driving 5 miles an hour.
Yep.
Even though Metcalf and 635 is not 5 miles an hour, and 35 is not 5 miles an hour. Everyone's driving 5 miles an hour around that curve. Mm-hmm.
I drive that every single day. Yep. I know it well. Thank you for the call.
All right, Robin.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah, better luck. And over the park, here's Ashley. Ashley, what do you want to vent about this morning?
People texting and driving and sitting at a stoplight thinking that it's okay to text and drive. Happened to me twice this morning on my commute to drop my kid off at daycare.
We just had this conversation in the car. I'm telling you, not 2 days ago, we were sitting behind somebody and they weren't going at the stop sign. And I'm like, look, you could see she's texting. She's on her phone. And there was just a survey that came out, or statistics that showed we are now waiting 10 seconds longer at stop signs and stoplights because people are too busy checking their phone.
Oh, yeah. And I was driving down 69, and somebody was swerving and just looking at their phone and driving with their knee. Texting and driving and swerving. I'm like, okay, this is not okay.
And especially in the rain. I mean, don't do it in conditions like this.
Oh, yeah. No, it's getting ridiculous.
I can assure you the political posts that you're scrolling through on Facebook are not worth the car wreck that you're going to get in.
It's not worth Donald Trump's picture.
No.
Go
ahead.
Actually, they're trying to figure out how to put in a snake fence.
That's right. All right. Thanks for the call. Be safe.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks. Bye.
KCK, here's Scott. Scott, good morning. What do you want to vent about, my friend?
Oh, online dating.
Ooh, that is, yeah, that's probably rough. What's happened with you?
Well, I've been on dating line for maybe 2 months almost. And I don't know, 90, 95% of the women just want money. They'll ask you for an Amazon card. They'll say their phone needs to be fixed. They want an iTunes card.
And how far into this do you get before they ask for something? Like, how many days are you talking to them? Or like, how far into the conversation before you get asked for something?
Yeah, some will do it within 2 hours. Some will take, you know, a couple days. But, I mean, it doesn't take long.
What kind of places are you trying? What are some of the sites or the apps you're using?
I'm on Mate One, Match. You know, good sites. I try to get on good sites, but I keep getting offers. for all these skanky sites.
All right, well, don't send anybody an Amazon card. Don't give anybody money, but good luck. I hope you find a good one.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't think of giving anybody any money that I don't know.
Stick with it.
Give it a shot, man. All right, buddy. Well, thanks a lot. We got to jump here, but have a good one, okay?
Thanks for taking my call. Thanks.
You bet. Anytime.
Nice.
Is that a thing? Can I get on there and ask somebody for money if they swipe me?
Joey, does that happen to you? Do you find people just right away asking you for stuff?
I mean, I've seen it every now and then, but you can usually tell if it's a bot or somebody who's just catfishing. Usually if there's like one to two profile pictures, you just assume like, okay, this person isn't real.
Do you remember the guy that used to work here that got catfished and he went on the date anyway?
Like, oh,
she
Austin.
Showed up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, she told him the pictures were like she was a cute young blonde white girl.
Yeah.
And she shows up, she was black, looked nothing like the picture, like completely different person. And he was like, well, let's go out to dinner anyway. But she immediately, I think, started asking him for money.
Oh,
it was
I
like,
think so.
Oh, can we go to the store? Can you buy some stuff for my kids? And he's like,
I'm not buying diapers here.
Now we're out.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Liz, quickly, in KC, what do you want to vent about today?
Okay, mine's traffic related, too.
Everybody's got traffic.
Why do people honk at you literally the millisecond the light turns red? Like, calm down, Sharon. We're all going to get our chance.
Yes.
I didn't think that was really a problem here. I've seen that more in, like, New York or Chicago, where instant it's...
All right.
Go.
They're so impatient. Like, us. Okay, we're going to go. Calm down.
What part of the city are you in?
I live in Kansas City in the north part.
Okay, good luck.
I'm telling you, look out. You got to watch out for these people. They're vicious. They're savages.
Try picking up the kids at school in the pickup line. Come
on. Yeah.
Learn to merge. Figure it out. All right.
All right. Thanks, Liz. Appreciate that. Yeah. Get some patience. Come on. It's all right.
Oh, from the text line, I hate when it rains. I have a convertible and the top leaks. I always get wet on my way to work.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
I just want to read this one last text from the vent line. Mm-hmm. I work at Wendy's and I hate when customers come through ordering food from other restaurants like McNuggets, Happy Meals, or better yet, Whoppers. It's not here, sir.
Order where you're located. I never thought about that before. I bet people do that all the time.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is time to find your escape.
Escape, coming to Sprint Center along with SWV and Belle Biv DeVoe. That show is Thursday, July 5th. If you want to win not only floor seats, but go back and do a meet and greet with Escape. I'm talking Candy Burris. You know her from The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
No.
She has a new show coming out on Bravo.
Oh, she does?
Candy Coated Nights.
Of course she does.
Yes.
Is this like the same one that she's been pimping on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah. Oh, my. I'm
you
excited.
Like this one, Truda.
Oh, it's... It goes
what is this? I have no idea.
It's of the risque variety.
It's of the nighttime talk variety.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's one you would enjoy.
Right?
So
I do like the Andy Cohen show.
If you want to talk to Candy Burris in person about this, you could meet Escape. You have to find Escape hidden somewhere in the Kansas City area. We started giving clues yesterday. Nobody guessed correctly, so the next clue comes right now. No border battle here. Look to the left of the state line. The prize is near. No border battle here. Look to the left of the state line. The prize is near. Caller 12 gets to make a guess. Call now, 576-7102. Find your escape.
All right, we will take the guess coming up next.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It is a game during songs here to quote Fletch quotes. It's all ball bearings now. It's all ball bearings.
Dr. Rosenrose? I'm sorry, Shaylee. At some point, if you would see the movie Fletch, this would all make sense to you.
Oh, okay. I was just sitting back quietly nodding.
Shaylee,
Joey,
the millennial.
You know Fletch?
I know parts of it. I don't think I've seen the whole thing.
Oh, man.
Start at the beginning and watch all of them.
Yeah.
All of the Fletch. All right. Find your escape. We are trying to find where they are this morning. 816-576-7102. Caller 12 on the line.
Is Michael driving to KC? From where, Michael?
Blue Springs. How are you guys today?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Oh, you know, living the dream. Sometimes it's a nightmare, but we live it anyway.
Fact.
Ain't that true?
All right. The clue this morning is no border battle here. Look to the left of the state line. The prize is near. What is your guess?
Well, as an engineer, I take the clues too literal, I think, and yesterday's, I think, was even better. But I'm going to say, based on your clues, and the best place to find music in Kansas City is at the radio station at 102.1.
Oh.
Oh, yes. Mm. That is, I see you sucking up. I see what you did there. That is not where you can find your escape. I'm sorry. That is not it. We will give this clue again this afternoon sometime between 1 and 2 with Jackie Lucky. And then caller 12 will have another shot at guessing to win the meet and greet and the floor seats with escape.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Michael. Yep, appreciate that. And we are on the right side of the state line. Not the correct one, just the right, like the
No,
east
it's
side.
The correct one.
No.
Oh,
I agree with Shaylee. No,
thanks, Joe.
We are divided Kansas, Missouri here, aren't we?
We are.
That's true.
Truda's in Shawnee. I'm out in the OP. Shaylee on the
Northland. Yeah.
Northland, Joey and Lee Summit. Split right down.
All corners are covered.
All right, we'll see if somebody else can figure out how you can find your escape this afternoon.
We have coming up after 8 a.m. today.
A text line says, Jen, fire them both now for not knowing Fletch. They don't pay us anyway. Go home and watch immediately.
Yes.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
We are supposed to stay weather aware today. This morning, the round of showers and thundershowers, and then isolated severe storms could form this afternoon. We will do a full check of that forecast here in just a couple of minutes. The Royals ended up shutting out the Angels 2-0 in a makeup game in Kansas City yesterday. Tonight, Jacob Junis is going to be the Royals starter in the opener of a two-game series in Milwaukee. But the more important Royals story, did you hear this? A woman is accused of breaking into the home of Kansas City Royals pitcher Danny Duffy. Prosecutors?
It wasn't me.
That was the first thing I checked.
Oh,
like,
no.
Super fan? Prosecutors say Tabitha Yeary entered Duffy's home last Saturday, and police found her inside the residence wearing his clothing.
Ew.
Yeary, who allegedly claimed her fiancé was Elon Musk, and that she thought the home was an Airbnb, was booked for second-degree burglary. Duffy was not home at the time of the break-in, but he watched the suspect on a video feed. I think, from what I've read, he had the Ring surveillance system.
Oh, yeah.
So he could see her, and she's in there walking around in his clothes.
That's even creepier.
I know. New York City, the number one big city for July 4th celebrations. That's according to a new Wallet Hub survey that gives the Big Apple high marks for its spectacular fireworks show, holiday festivals, restaurant affordability, and walkability. Los Angeles, Chicago, Denver, and Seattle round out the top five. The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans are going to spend $6.9 billion on food this Independence Day, down from last year's record $7.1 billion. I was just looking at Wallet Hub to see if Kansas City even made the top anything. Scrolling down the list, Omaha is in there at 24th. Huh. Kansas City, Missouri. No, not seeing us on this list.
Really?
Oh, nope, here we are. 71st.
Oh.
Kansas City, Missouri, 71st on the list for best 4th of July.
Where's Kansas City, Kansas?
That's the best place to be because everything's legal there. You just shoot off any, whatever you want. Do what you want in the dot. That's your 10 items or less for Tuesday on the show.
It's true. We had a friend growing up. His grandparents had a farm right there on County Line Road.
That's perfect.
You just go across the street.
That's right.
Light them up. It's fantastic.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
That 820 KC102 on the show with Jen and Truda. Little Britney Spears, oops, did it again.
That is Truda. I'm Jen. Shaylee, the millennial's here. Joey, the producer in the house. And we want to welcome to the show James the intern.
Hi.
James, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Where do you go to school?
I go to the University of Central Missouri.
Oh, fantastic. You are how old?
I am 23.
You see, I get this confused that Warrensburg. Okay, gotcha.
Home of the Mules.
Nice.
The Mules, yes.
Oh, there's a hand motion you just did with that? I didn't know. Schools have a thing. You got to do
called Snouts Out.
Oh, this is kind of the hook and horn.
I went there
out.
And I did not even know that was a thing until 2 years ago, but I didn't have school pride.
You're an alumni of Joey
alumni.
As well?
I am.
Oh, look at us. UCM, just saying. I mean, you could be a sponsor of the show.
Park U.
Shaylee went to Park U. There you go. That as well. Washburn High. All right. So James is here.
So I'm the only James. Well, you went to KU for a little bit.
For a hot second. They don't want to endorse her.
Bill Self said you had no self-control.
I was quote unquote academically dismissed from the University of Kansas. James.
Oh, we can know.
and I were hanging out at the Just for Her event over the weekend. We were out in Overland Park, and he had his phone out, and he's telling me about how many apps he has and how he's just obsessed with apps. And I'm like, that is so not my thing. I got Facebook. I'm on the Instagram, and that is it.
The Instagram.
That's it. That's all I know, Shaylee. This is what I know of apps. So I'm fascinated with the amount of apps he has, and the one you were telling me about that tells you when to go to the bathroom during a movie.
Yes, ma'am.
What is that?
It is called a Run Pee. I actually ended up running into it. I was at the movie, and I actually had to use the restroom, but I didn't want to know when I was going to miss anything important.
Sure.
So I downloaded it, and it's actually really cool because it has, like, every movie all the way back to, like, 2009.
Okay.
And you just click on the movie, and it tells you, okay, well, there's three chances that you can use the restroom during this movie. It tells you how long you can go for, and it tells you everything that you're going to miss so you don't miss anything important.
That is genius.
That is pretty good. That's a pretty good idea, actually.
What movie were you seeing?
Back then, I don't know what I was seeing, but I actually just used it to see Ocean's 8 the other day, and it told me there was three. Didn't end up using it, but, you know, it's really cool.
So you can go to the bathroom for this whole movie.
Right.
Pretty much. Well, you can actually leave it on, and it will vibrate in your pocket saying, okay, this is when you can go. So the bad downside is if you get text messages, you're going to end up going to the bathroom or not.
Right. Yeah, see, I should have used that for the new Jurassic World. It could tell me when Chris Pratt is not on screen, because I don't care about the movie when Chris Pratt is not on there.
I don't
there.
Think that's part of the app, Jen.
Can it do that?
I don't think so, because we would just be in the theater just for Chris Pratt.
What was Run Pee?
Run Pee. You can get on the Google Play and the App Store.
It's
yeah.
not Pratt Pee.
Run Pratt.
I'm not Googling that. That's a very different thing.
Yeah, please don't.
You already did?
Not at work.
What was the other one you had?
The other one, actually, I just used it today. It's called Waze, W-A-Z-E. It's sort of like your GPS and Google Maps, but it's better,
yeah.
I feel like, because it tells you up-to-date minute about traffic.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, I was driving in today, and it said, okay, 2 miles, there's going to be like heavy traffic. And in 2 miles, there was bumper-to-bumper traffic. So
you know how else you could get that information, James? You could listen to my traffic report.
Well, that's true.
Just after the top of the hour.
How about
and then
that?
Just after the bottom of the hour, we do traffic.
You've
and,
been replaced by an app, Jen.
But what if you're not here in Kansas City? You're going to...
That's true. I go out of town. I don't know.
We
who
have
to
an app,
to.
James. KC1021.
That doesn't help
download
with the traffic
it.
In St. Louis, though, if you're driving.
But no, it's both the best part. Those are both free. So I use them all the time.
How many apps do you think you have? How many, what are you running on your phone? I literally
at least
have maybe
like
four.
35 or 40.
Are you serious?
Four?
Not, maybe. I don't know.
Four apps?
Four apps. I use Facebook and Instagram.
I have 10 just for pictures.
What?
I'm with her. I really do.
Pictures and video.
What are you doing? Are these selfies? How many pictures do you need?
It's all the different editing stuff.
Well, yeah, you've got to have a... There's a folder for music, a folder for video, a folder for news.
No. I don't need that.
You don't have all that stuff?
No, I need a picture of my kid when she looks cute in the school play.
She's got a flip phone, so what do you expect?
That's true.
Hey, apps, it is a keyboard phone.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah. It slides out, right?
All right, thank you, James,
You're
the intern.
Welcome.
We will be checking in with you from time to time. Feel free to send me more apps that I will never download.
Oh, definitely.
That's great.
You still haven't done Snapchat.
If anybody else out there, use that texter that you got, 816-576-7102, your favorite apps there.
Yes. Thank you, James the intern.
No problem.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Real quickly, we were just talking about all the great apps that people use. From the text line, Parking Panda is a great app. Helps you find prepaid cheap parking for events. That sounds like something I would actually use.
Very handy.
When I heard we were talking apps, I thought we were talking mozzarella sticks. I got excited.
Oh, I'm now hungry, Shaylee.
Yeah. Also on the text line, the app I use
Calamari.
The most is My Radar to see the current weather radar. Got to keep weather aware, smiley face. Yep, that's what they're saying for today.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Now, in case there's any doubt as to how to give the snouts out sign, UCM actually tweeted at us this morning and said, at KC102 Radio, we heard some of you guys need a little help getting your snouts out this morning. This should help. And it is a gif of how to do it.
A little tutorial on how to get your snouts out.
Snouts out.
James the intern and Joey, both from UCM. Who knew?
I didn't even know that was a thing until like 2 years ago.
Well, they just tweeted again. They've revoked your degree.
That sounds about right.
Celebrating birthdays today from Dead Poets Society and Batman and Robin, actor Chris O'Donnell is 48. From Will and Grace, actor Sean Hayes turns 49. And best known for playing April in the TV show Parks and Rec, actress Aubrey Plaza is 34. Actress Heather Locklear doing all right after ambulances rushed to her house after reportedly getting an overdose call. TMZ reports that Locklear was hospitalized and is in stable condition. Hours earlier yesterday, Locklear posted bail after being arrested on battery charges. She was accused of punching a deputy, kicking an EMT when they responded to reports of a disturbance. After bailing out, she reportedly planned to get treatment for alcohol abuse but didn't go to a facility right away. TMZ says she's now getting the treatment she needs. I hope she is. We've not heard good stories coming out of her camp for a little while now. Hopefully, she's on the mend. Actor and Overland Park native Paul Rudd says he has been mistaken for another celebrity by a fan and he couldn't convince them otherwise.
I've been mistaken for another actor on an airplane as well.
Really?
Ben Affleck. Repeatedly. No, I actually said people have told me that before, but I'm not Ben Affleck. And they didn't believe me. And I said, no, really, I'm not. And okay. 10 minutes later, they're like, what's Matt Damon like? I mean, I don't know. He seems like he's an awesome dude, but I don't know him. I've gotten that a lot.
Shaylee, the millennial, do you remember the time that you butt-dialed Gloria Rudd, Paul Rudd's mom, on FaceTime? So yeah. What, when we say butt-dialed, you literally FaceTimed her your butt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was in my pocket,
and
I was just putting my phone in my pocket, and I heard some noise and thought it was Joey, and I turned around, and hey, guess what? Hey, Gloria Rudd, sorry.
One of the sweetest women in Kansas City.
Yeah, she was very kind about it.
And then I had to text Gloria Rudd from Shaylee's phone.
Yeah, because I was like, oh my God, I can't be trusted with my own phone.
That's fantastic. You want to give her Keckner's number and see what happens next?
Oh, gosh.
He's following me on Instagram.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's all he needs now is butt dials and FaceTimes from us. He's like, these people
instead of your itinerary.
Yeah, right.
Styx and Joan Jett coming to Kansas City July 10th. Going to be at Starlight. We want you to be there. Just be caller 12 right now. 816-576-7102. Styx and Joan Jett tickets for caller 12.
All right, that's going to wrap the show for today, my friends. That's going to be all of us. We're back tomorrow morning.
Plus, nobody has correctly guessed where you can find your escape. You want to win a meet and greet plus floor seats to see Escape, Belle Biv DeVoe, and SWV. Be listening to Jackie Lucky this afternoon between 1 and 2. She will tell you that clue again. You'll have a chance to guess where in Kansas City you can find your escape to try to win.
All right, good luck to you. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Gen X versus Millennials going to be here and more of the giveaways. We've got Jen's Impossible Question early in the morning for those early risers.
That's right. Give you a chance to win nice and early tomorrow. 6:20, Jen's Impossible Question.
Okay. You guys have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.
See ya.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.